Hi, I'm Tyson, and this is True Stories with Dad. Today's true story is The Winchester Mystery House. In the late 1800s, William Winchester was one of the most successful gun producers in the United States. You may have heard of his most famous gun called the Winchester Rifle. Now, he released a few different models of the Winchester Rifle, but the reason it was so impressive was because it was a lever-action rifle and one of the very first repeater rifles. It was so successful that he ended up selling this specific gun to a lot of different countries who were fighting wars, and it even became known as the gun that won the West, so it was also really popular with frontiersmen and cowboys that were living out in the western part of the United States. Now, as you can imagine, with selling all those guns, that made William Winchester one of the richest men in the United States. In fact, when he died in 1881, he left his wife all of his fortune. And that fortune was worth $20.5 million back then. Now, in today's money, that would be over $543 million. That's a ton of money for one person to receive all at once. And on top of that, William Winchester's wife, whose name was Sarah Winchester, also inherited 50% of the Winchester Repeating Arms Company, or the company that made and sold those Winchester rifles. So she got this huge, big bunch of money, that $543 million. And then on top of that, she was making $26,000 a day from the sales of these guns. Isn't that insane? That's so much money. So, here Sarah finds herself now without a husband and without a lot of family, and she did not know what to do with all this money, and so one day she went to go visit a psychic. Now, a psychic is someone who can communicate or speak with the spirits of people who have died. Now, some people believe this is true, and other people don't, but obviously Sarah Winchester believed it was true because she went to go see a psychic. She went to meet with the psychic in hopes that the psychic could talk with her dead husband, William Winchester. And the psychic said, yeah, I can talk with him. And so when she started to speak with the spirit of William Winchester, Sarah asked her, ask him what I need to do. And the psychic said that William said that Sarah needed to move out west to California. Now, she lived in a place called New Haven, which is in Connecticut, on the eastern part of the United States. Now, that's a big move for anyone, but to move all by yourself with all that money is, especially back then when there was no airplanes or anything like that, that's a big move. But Sarah followed the guidance from her psychic. But as she was leaving, the psychic offered one more thing that her husband, William Winchester, was saying. The psychic said, not only do you need to move out west to California, but you need to build a house out there, a big house, so that you can have a place for all of the spirits of all the people who have been killed with a Winchester rifle. So Sarah did exactly as the psychic or her husband William Winchester had told the psychic to do. She moved out to a place called San Jose, California, and she bought a house that was under construction. And she made it her own. She added her own finishing touches to it, and it was huge. In fact, she did this in 1886. She had people constantly working on this house until she died in 1922. So she had people working on this. Actually, it was a total of 38 years that house was under construction. Now, some people say it was always under construction. There was always something happening to it. They were always building something. And other people say that sometimes she would give the workers a break and say, go home and come back in a couple of months. But the reason that she kept building and adding on and making this house even bigger and bigger was because she felt like the ghosts or the spirits of all the people that were killed by her husband's invention, the Winchester repeating rifle, were going to try to haunt her or scare her. And so she built this big house so these spirits or ghosts would get lost in it and not find her and not scare her. So after a while, some of the construction started to get a little weird. It included building things like stairs that didn't go anywhere. They just ran into the ceiling. doors that wouldn't open because there was nothing there, and even weird risers on the stairs, like different size steps that were just all over the place. And on top of that, she built it up to be 7 stories tall. Now, most of you may have a 1-story house with a basement maybe, or a 2-story house with your upstairs. Some of you might even have a 3-story house. But I don't know of anyone that has a 7-story house personally. That's 7 floors tall for your house to be. That's pretty crazy for one house to have. Now, not all of the construction was weird, with weird stairs that went to nowhere and doors that wouldn't open. There were a lot of things that she added as well, and here are some of the things that were built. There are roughly 161 rooms, which include 40 bedrooms, 2 ballrooms or dancing rooms, 47 fireplaces, 17 chimneys. I don't get how you can have 47 fireplaces and only 17 chimneys. And 2 basement levels, 3 elevators, and overall, over 10,000 panes of glass for the windows and the mirrors. That is huge. Now, sadly, in 1906, there was a really, really big earthquake in Northern California, and it ruined a lot of the house. So today, it's not 7 stories tall, and it doesn't have all of those rooms, but it is still 4 stories tall, and that's still pretty impressive. So as I said earlier, construction like this continued up until the day that Sarah Winchester died in 1922. When she died, all of her possessions went to her niece, and who was also her personal secretary. But the house today is actually run by a company, and you can go in and take tours of the Winchester Mystery House. So if you are ever in San Jose, California, or close by, go ahead and take a tour and see all these weird stairs and doors and just how big this house is. And that's the true story of the Winchester Mystery House.